AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A historic recall with Takata now doubling to 34 million vehicles. It's airbag recall.
Takata is giving in to pressure from U.S. safety regulators after fighting for the past year over the size of the recalls and cause of the problem. Scott Upham was a senior manager with Takata in the mid-1990s. He now works as a consultant in the automotive industry.
Takata should have done this 6 months ago.
He says Takata has struggled to maintain the quality of its products.
They are at fault for this. All of their customers have been encouraging them to voluntarily approve this recall.
The company's faulty airbag inflators are responsible for 6 deaths and more than 100 injuries worldwide. Upham estimates it'll take 2 years to produce enough inflator replacement kits. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The mayor of Mineral Springs, Texas, Mike Allen, says responders are checking on damage done by a tornado last night.
It was scary. You know, not being able to really see what was going on.
Several tornadoes struck in North Texas and Oklahoma. Just a month before the start of summer, skiers took advantage of 6 inches of new snow that fell at Arapahoe Basin in Colorado. Well, after weeks of reluctance to take responsibility for sheltering migrants at sea, Indonesia and Malaysia are stepping up to help. This is Malaysia's foreign minister.
Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to continue to provide humanitarian assistance to those 7,000 irregular migrants still at sea.
Workers, rather most of the refugees stranded on big boats, are believed to be victims of human traffickers. Vice President Joe Biden's son, former Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, is undergoing treatment at Walter Reed Military Medical Center. No official word on why the 46-year-old has been hospitalized. Rumor Willis has won the Mirror Ball Trophy on Dancing with the Stars. This is AP Radio News. Broken pipeline spilled 21,000 gallons of crude oil into the Pacific Ocean before it was shut off Tuesday, creating a 4-mile-long slick along the central California coastline. Debbie Puckett was evacuated from a campground at Refugio Beach.
It's really popular. It's one of the most expensive campsites to stay in, and it's impossible to get a spot.
Sound courtesy KNBC-TV. Federal investigators say a Tennessee man and his family used much of the $187 million they raised for cancer patients to buy cars, luxury cruises, pay for college tuition, and employ family members with 6-figure salaries. The FTC says James Reynolds Sr., his ex-wife and son raised the money through the Cancer Fund of America and Children's Cancer Fund of America, both in Tennessee, and the Breast Cancer Society in Mesa, Arizona. The Golden State Warriors rallied in the second quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 110-106 in Game 1 of their NBA Finals. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.